Now, what types of dietary changes in general do you recommend for your patients? For example, if a patient presents with a chronic degenerative condition like rheumatoid arthritis, can you give us a brief outline of what you would recommend?
To answer dietary changes in question and, this the old Roger Williams theory of biochemical individuality. So the diet really needs to be tailored to the needs of the person. Low carb, high protein for weight loss, complex carbohydrate and oily fish. I guess you'd call those people pesco vegetarians for rheumatoid arthritis. A diet low in tryptophan foods and or allergens for asthma. For sports training, and the people understand what carb loading is, but I don't think they really do a lot with high and low glycemic index type foods, pre and post workout.
Right.
I think that's a key thing. But specifically with rheumatoid arthritis, I mean, what I would do is, of course, use omega-3 fatty acids from fish at a dose of about 3 to 4 grams per day. And I'm meaning a supplement here. I think that would be key. And I think you would add in herbs like stinging nettle leaf, which blocks pro-inflammatory cytokines like tumor necrosis factor. And you could use a herb like Boswellia, which is, Indian frankincense, which actually blocks leukotriene synthesis and hence has a profound anti-inflammatory effect. And a complex carbohydrate, vegetarian, omega-3 rich, organic, yes, diet. They've actually done studies where they've actually split people into two groups, fish oils and then fish oils with what they call a vegetarian diet. And they found out that the results in terms of its anti-inflammatory benefits are far more profound when you combine the supplement approach, the 3 or 4 grams of omega-3 fatty acids, with the dietary approaches. So again, we're getting back to this integrated, holistic point. Some exercise is critical for them, probably pool exercises for people who have rheumatoid arthritis to help literally the hydrostatic pressure of the pool helps pump out some of the inflammatory chemicals that are a process of this particular problem.